We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Tazayin Mabez. We are beginning on top of Daf Tazayin Mabez. We learned the Mishnah that if someone becomes Tomei in the Azara, and then he forgets about the Tomei, he doesn't leave right away, he's Chayiv for a carbon oil of the earth. And the Shaila is, where is the Makar for an Isser to, if someone becomes Tomei in the Azara, that he has to leave the Azara? Like Rashi explains, in the Pasuk says, well, you tamu es machanehem, which sounds like you're Tomei already. But here, if you became Tomei in the Azara, you went in Beheter, where's the Makar that you are Mechayef to go out, and therefore you're Chayef for a carbon? Zog the Gemara, Tum v'Azar menolon, Om Rav Elazar, Kosev echadeimer es mishkan Hashem timei. Kosev echadeimer ki es mikdash Hashem timei. There's two different psukim I'm saying about talking about mitameh the mikdash. One says it's mishkan Hashem timei, and the other one says it's mishkan es mikdash Hashem timei. So what are your two psukim? In an inyan, if you don't need it for tumas shvachot, you already have one pasuk. Through inyan tumas shvafrim, that even if you come tummy inside the azara, you still have the issakaris and you still have the chiyuv to go out, and you have the chiyuv carbon. Zok to Gemara, the kroy miyatri. You tell me there's extra psukim. These two psukim, one pasuk that says v'lois chatas mishkan Hashem timei, and another pasuk. He's saying that one of them is extra. You need both of them. The Talmud and the Brayso. So im nema mishkan. If it says in the Torah, the inal of the mishkan, lo menem mikdash. Why say the base of mikdash? Menem mikdash, lo menem mishkan. Why say the mishkan? We know that through Klal Yisrael, those two entities, the mishkan was we had in the midbar, we had the mishkan, and we had by the beginning of when we got there to Yisrael as well. That was a mishkan that was made with the kroshim and had the ureis, and that's a mishkan. The base of mikdash was a more permanent structure that was made in Yerushalayim. So why does it say both? Really, it says why does it say that there's an Isser Tumah by Mishkan and Isser Tumah by Mikdash? Zok Rav Eliezer, you need both of them. So im nemar Mishkan lo nemar Mikdash, v'nem Mikdash lo nemar Mishkan, ilu nemar Mishkan lo nemar Mikdash. You say im al Mishkan yichayv, yichayv for a Mishkan. You know why? Shrei Meshuach b'shem Mishkan, because that got shmir to shem Mishkan, a special kedusha. But Mikdash lo yichayv, because no shem Mishkan by the base of Mikdash. You didn't shmir the walls of the base of Mikdash with shem Mishkan. It doesn't have the same kedusha. So maybe they're not chayv for tumah. Vim nemar Mikdash lo nemar Mishkan. You say im al Mikdash yichayv shrei kedusha shekedusha olam. The Mikdash is a kedusha kedusha olam, like Rashi explains, it's forever, the Kedusha. And Masha'in Kain, Mishkan is not Kedusha, it's only temporary. So maybe there wouldn't have a Tumah, therefore it says Mishkan. Let's read it inside. It's forever. But Mishkan, you wouldn't be Chayiv, Kachnemar, Mishkan, Kachnemar, Mikdash. So first of all, Tosis points out, if you write Rashi learns that Kedusha means that's Kedusha's forever, so it's Shvel, Fidamandi Amar, who holds that Kitchel Shon and Kitchel Shaitim, like Kitchel Asalava, what does it do with this bright? So you see from here that Reliezer holds Kitchel Asalava, and before we didn't know what Reliezer holds, the first right. And for Tosis, that Kedusha's Elam means here, Sheherichu B'Kedusha Yoiser, different shot, not like Rashi, it has longer Kedusha. Inami, he says, since you have to remakash in the same place, it's also called Kedusha. Even though it needs a new Kedusha, even if we need a Kedusha, since it has to be in the same place, it's still Kedusha's Olam. But the bottom line of the Gemara's Kasha is, how do you use the extra pasuk to teach you that Nitma Ba'azara Yechayiv? L'chayra, you need both psukim. It's not extra. You need Mishkan and Mikdash. Say both of them have the Din Tumah, because Mishkan has a Maila Hashem and Mishka, and Mikdash has a Maila that's Olam. So you need both of them to teach you that they both have the Din of Tumah. That you now go in your tummy. So who gave him a car for Nitma Ba'azara? It's not extra. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, who makes his drasha from the extra pasuk that even Nitma Ba'azara is chayiv. Hachi kakashalei mechti. We know, let me write some sukkim, that Mishkan ikri Mikdash. The word the Mishkan, we call it sometimes Mikdash, or Mikdash ikri Mishkan. So Nichtav, if you want to say two psukim, it teaches both things, that both the Mikdash and the Mishkan have a din of Tumah. Or you say both of them call it the same thing. Either be the Mikdash or either be the Mishkan. And I would know that one's the Mishkan, one's the Mikdash. Why does it change the language? Mishkan or Mikdash Lomali, Shema Amina Tarti. You see from here both things, which means from the two psukim, you learn out that both Mishkan and Mikdash have the Isser Tumah. And since it changed the language, we learn out also, it's also a drasha teach us that even Nitma Ba'azara is also Chayiv. So the Gemara wants to know, where in the Pesukim do you find that the Beis HaMikdash is called the Mishkan, and that the Mishkan is called the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you see that? So Bishlam Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, we find that the Beis HaMikdash is called the Mishkan, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'nasati Mishkani B'Seichem, and this is a Pasuk in the brachas before the teichicha. And there's two ways to learn. Either means, like Rashi says, "Nesat mishkani b'seichem is mashma." Anywhere there's shchina, it's called mishkan, and that's where the Beis HaMikdash is. Or you can learn is because this is talking about the future, and the future is not going to be the mishkan, it's going to be the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we see that the Beis HaMikdash is called the mishkan in this pasuk. El mishkan the ikri mikdash v'nalan. What do you know from ilay mikdash? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'nasu ha'kasim noisei ha'mikdash." It says the kasim held the mikdash, and they were talking about the mishkan. That's not shver, because the mikdash there means over aring sim. They actually didn't carry the mishkan; they carried the kalim, which is the aring. So where do you see that the mishkan is called a mikdash? El mahalchav aslu mikdash v'shchanti b'seicham. And hey, v'chesiv chashini mara ischayis tavas mishkan. So we see clearly that when you say aslu mikdash, it's referring to the mishkan. The next pasuk is chashini mara ischayis tavas mishkan. So we see the mikdash that the mishkan is called a mikdash. And we see that the mikdash was called the mishkan as well. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, why did he both? Why did he change the language? Teretz is to teach us that even nitma ba'azara has an issa tuma. Now the Mishnah says, "Bishtachva yishal k'tei shtachva." It says the Mishnah that when are you chayiv if nitma ba'azara? It says either you made a shtachva, you bowed down, or yishal b'k'tei shtachva. You waited the time it takes for a shtachva. So maybe it sounds like two things. There's a shtachava itself is chayiv, and if you're waiting time of a shtachava is chayiv. So what are these two things? Amar Rava, lo yishon lo shtachava klabe pnim. Rava says that even a shtachava koldu, without any time, just very quickly, if you do a klabe pnim towards the Beis HaMikdash, and then you go out, that is considered the Isser Tumma, Ma'olach HaMashim Sinai, and you're chayiv for that. Av a shtachava klabe chutz, but if you bow down the other way, on the way out, towards the way out, then you dafka niya shahiyah, shah in loy shah aloy. And that's what means shah kadeh shtachavah. Shtachavah takes a certain amount of time. That means, because shtachavah is only chayiv if shtachavah is chayiv, even a kol du if you're doing klapi panim. But if you're doing klapi chutz, it needs a shahiyah, it needs a certain amount of time. And that amount of time, if you wait that amount of time, or if you bow and takes that much time, both ways, you're chayiv. So there's really three ways to be chayiv. One way is by shtachavah klapi panim, which is even a small amount of time. And then, if you're shtachava klapi chutz and you wait a certain amount of time, we'll see how much time it is soon, you're chayiv. And even if you don't bow down, you just wait that much of time, you're also chayiv. Ika de masdi la sefer. Some say the same exact memra, just on the sefer. It says in the sefer, shabak de shtachava, it's mash, mash shtachava needs a bissel's time. Mechal shtachava gufa bo yeshia. Amarav aloy shanu, the whole din that needs a shi'iyah is el shtachava klapi chutz. Only if it's bowing down towards the chutz. Ava klapi pnim, but if it's bowing down towards the Beis HaMikdash itself, towards the Heichal itself, then the halacha is, if you didn't have any time, you didn't wait any time, it's still chayiv. Let's say read the Mishnah. You wait as much time as takes the shtachavah, which is klapi chutz, then you chayiv. So the bottom line is the same halacha, that if you're mishtachav klapi pnim, even a second, it's already chayiv. If mishtachav klapi chutz, it has to take a mountain time, and even if you're not mishtachav, if you wait that amount of time, then as that shahiyah, you are chayiv karis, and you chayiv the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how much time is this? So first of all, the Gemara wants to know which mishtachavah, what's it called a mishtachavah koldu, and what's a mishtachavah that takes time, and then we'll see how much time it is. How much actual time it is. Hechidami shtachavod is space shahia. Hechidami shtachavod less space shahia. What's an example of a shtachavod that needs that has shahia, that has some time to it? And what's an example of shtachavod that's a cold who does not have time to it? So the Gemara, the less be shahia zui kriyavama. That's not bowing down. Kriyavamahi. The is space shahia, something that takes time is pisha idai meraglaim. He spreads that on the floor. That takes longer time. The kama shir shahia. How much is this time that it takes? Pligabar Yitzhak Rachmani Vichadi Ime. Yitzhak Rachmani argues with someone else with him. Who is that? The mother of Shimon Pazi. But Amrilo, some say it's Shimon Pazi, and he argues with someone with him. Who's that? Vichadi Ime, mother of Yitzhak Rachmani. It's a shallow who is the Iker in the way it's said over. And Amrilo, some say, if his version is Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani, it was Rav Shimon Bar Nachmani, or Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, some say, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. So they argue how long the time is. Now, how long is it? There is a pasuk that says like this. The pasuk says, "V'chol b'nei Yisrael roim beredes ha'esh uchvoid Hashem al habayis vayichru apayim arzo al haritzpa vayishtachvu v'hoidus l'Hashem ki toiv ki lo'am chasdei." That pasuk is the machlokes how much of that pasuk is the time it takes to shtachava. Chad omer can remember that psuka as long as it takes that whole pasuk. But chad omer that you start from the middle of the pasuk can be v'yichru l'seifa from the word v'yichru till the end of the pasuk. The pasuk is v'chol bnei Yisrael roim beredes ha'esh uchvayda Hashem al ba'is v'yichru apayim arzo al ritzba v'yishtachavu. So one says it takes that amount of time for the whole pasuk. The other one says from Vayichru and on, that's how long it takes. That's how long it is the time of Shia, and which how long it takes for Shtachava flat on your face. So it comes out like this again. If you do a Shtachava Kriya, if you do Klapi Pnim Yichayv, if you do Klapi Chutz, you're not Chayv until you wait the amount of time it takes to do Pisha Yidayim or Glayim on the floor. Tana Rabbanon Kida. We have all different type of bowing downs in the Torah. So kida is alapayim. That's bowing on the face, which means you're still standing and you don't bend your knees and you go straight your face down. V'cheinu emer tikad bas sheva apayim. So you see that tikad kida is apayim. Tikad bas sheva apayim eretz. Kriya, when he says kriya abrikayim, means on your knees, bowing on your knees. V'cheinu emer mechroya abirkov. Hishtachavo, what is that? Zeo pishadayim reglayim. That means flat on your face. V'cheinu emer havoy nova anivim chavachecho l'shtachavo yischo artsa. Like Rashi explains, Arzos Mashmalos and Shituach, flat on the floor. So you see, Shtachava means Shituach. So the three things are Kida, which we have a Gemara, it says Levi was Machve Kida, and he hurt himself from it because it's very hard to do Kida. It means bowing down on your face, but standing straight up. Kriya is Abakayim on your knees, and Shtachava is flat on your face, flat on the floor. That's a Shtachava.